planning your dream wedding? Let me tell you about one of the most stunning venues in Middle Tennessee, Mule House Weddings in downtown Columbia. This isn't your average wedding venue. The Mule House is a beautifully restored historic church turned event space. Think stained glass windows, soaring ceilings, and modern amenities that'll wow your guests and make your photos absolutely unforgettable. Whether you're planning an intimate gathering or a grand celebration, the Mule House team is dedicated to making your day seamless and stress-free. They even offer all-inclusive packages so you can focus on what really matters, saying I do. So if you're dreaming of a wedding that's elegant, unique, and totally you, check out mulehouseweddings.com and book your tour today. The Mule House, where love and legacy meet.
It was like a big suite with like the Chicago skyline. It said, will you marry me? Bunch of balloons.
On wedding day, I've never had this many things go wrong. Everything was solved though. The officiant around noon, he texted, he's not coming.
What?
Yes, on wedding day.
Even with Jaden's wedding, I think we saved her over $20,000.
Wow.
I just wanted it to feel like magical, literally like a little fairy tale dream.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Today we are joined by Jaden Jones. She is the wife of Chicago Bears cornerback Jalen Jones. And we also have her wedding planner, Susanna from Lumi Accents here. She'll be joining us a little bit later in the show to talk about Jaden and Jalen's wedding celebration and the vision behind it. From behind the scenes planning moments to the thoughtful design details that brought the day to life, we're diving into the story of how their wedding came together and what made it so special. So welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, your wedding looked so gorgeous. I'm just so excited to talk about all the details behind
it. Great.
It
was great. It was a dream.
Totally. So let's start. How did you and Jalen end up meeting?
So we both went to Ole Miss. And so I think it was probably 2020. And we just met through mutual friends. And at first, you know, I was like a freshman in college. It's like, I don't really want a boyfriend. He kind of felt the same way about having a girlfriend. And then we're like, oh, we can't stay away from each other. So we just like have to be in a relationship. So I think it was probably, we were dating for about 4 years. And then got engaged, had a kid. And then that was in 2024. And then we finally had our wedding celebration this year, 2026.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay, so take me on this journey. You guys started dating in college. Yes. And then it ended up, you guys had a proposal happen. Yes. So walk me through that. What was your proposal like?
So I feel like I'm very, I wouldn't say shy, but like with intimate moments, I want it to be intimate.
Yeah.
So it was, I think, Christmas Day. He had a game the night before. So we stayed at the Langham Hotel in downtown Chicago. And my parents flew up, which I didn't think anything of it because I always spend Christmas Day with my parents. And then I think we had brunch just down at the in the hotel lobby, and then we went up to our room to check in, and it was all decorated. It was like a big suite with like the Chicago skyline. It said, will you marry me? Bunch of balloons.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah. And then he got down on one knee, and it was crazy. I mean, it just is like kind of like a blur because I was just so excited and so happy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. Just what I wanted.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds so gorgeous.
Yes, it was great.
Yeah. So did you guys talk about a ring or anything before engagement happened? Okay. So he knew.
Well, he had hints. Like, I would see rings on Instagram and, like, send it to him. I was like, this is so pretty. Like, he knew what I was, like, hinting at. And then we were just going to, like, jewelers around town, and I got my ring size and everything. So I knew it was, like, happening sometime, but I didn't know obviously exactly when. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Can I see your ring?
Yes. Don't look at my nails though. They're not done.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That is good job. Gorgeous. I feel like the diamonds on the band like go around.
Yes.
Like
Yeah, it's literally exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
So he did a good job.
And, like, I'm even noticing different things at different angles. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's even diamonds around the big diamond.
Yes.
Like, when you turn it to the side, like,
oh, gorgeous. Yeah, he did so good. It's the dream ring.
It really is. So pretty. I love that so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So your husband plays for the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. What is, like, the WAG life like? Wives and girlfriends.
I love all of my friends up there.
Yeah.
We've been dating about a year, and he actually went undrafted. So we didn't know whether or not he was going to be in the NFL, but the Bears gave him a chance. And so he just went up there undrafted and hate the team, and we've just been with the team ever since. I've made some of my best friends up there. All the wives and girlfriends are great. It's such a blessing to be in this, like, lifestyle, but there always is, like, certain moments that are kind of hard. Like, when it's contract year, you don't really know if you're going to get signed back, so you could just be picking up and moving.
Right.
Last year, that's kind of what happened to us. He got signed to Arizona.
Whoa.
So we picked up to move everything to Arizona. And then I think we were out there for like 2 or 3 months. And then he didn't make the roster for Arizona. Chicago picked him back up literally on the same day. So then we were like, oh, so we're moving right back to Chicago.
Wow.
And we kind of went through the same thing this year too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a blessing. It's fun. I love football. I've always loved football. So yeah.
That's cool. So how long has he been with the Bears, or how many seasons has it been now?
He's going on his fifth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The last year's run, I'm a Bears fan. I'm from Chicago.
Oh yeah.
Like, moved here from Chicago, like, still a Bears fan.
Yes.
Last year, it
was
like,
great.
It was so exciting watching those games. And
Chicago fans are diehard.
Like,
And I love that. Like, when we were winning, like, the stadium was so loud on, I guess it's probably like this, all of the playoffs games really, but like, it was crazy. Like, the game winner, I think it was game 2 of the playoffs. Oh my goodness. Like, nothing like it. It gives me chills thinking about it. It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those were crazy games too.
Oh my gosh.
They were like, just like,
my
kept
anxiety,
you on the edge of your toes. Yes.
I was just like, oh my gosh. I was stressed out the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Oh my gosh. So fun.
Yeah.
And like, how cool to just like be a part of the organization and, you know, to just see kind of like what goes on behind the scenes and everything. And
yeah, we had a great, for the first, like, I guess his first 3 years, you know, they kind of had like a rough season. They switched coaches. So the change literally in just a year was honestly like so great to see. Obviously really fun for us and them. And I'm excited for this season. It's going to be good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know. I'm so excited for this season.
Yep.
I actually, my mom already bought our family tickets to the playoff game here.
No, yeah, we're going to.
In August. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going.
So I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. We'll see what they got this
year.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh. So then you guys live here in Nashville for half of the year and then in Chicago during season time, right?
Yeah. So he really gets, well, playoffs were in January, but he'll get February and March off. So that's when he comes back. Then OTA start in April. So he's up in Chicago. That's where he's been since April. And then me and my daughter will move down there with him during the season. So, but I was born and raised here, so.
Okay.
I love being around family.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
So good. And I'm sure, like, with what your husband does and, like, having a daughter, like, having family nearby is, like, so crucial.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, especially during the season, too. You know, they're never home. It's tiring. But my parents also love football, so they can come up to, like, every home game, help me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so nice to be around family.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure that's so good. All right. So we talked about your proposal, which sounded so dreamy. Chicago skyline.
It was perfect.
Like, gorgeous. Tell us about the wedding planning process after that.
So I initially wasn't going to have a wedding.
Okay.
I was just like, you know what? Let's just save the money, like, whatever. But then I really started thinking about it and I was like, no, like, I want a wedding. I've always wanted a wedding since I was a little girl. And Susanna did our baby shower. I was just like, okay, perfect. Like, let's start it. It's great. It was fun.
Oh, so cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess we left out a big part of this. You had your daughter.
Yes.
After you got engaged.
Yes.
So that was a big part of your life.
Yeah.
And now how old is she now?
She just turned 2.
Oh my gosh. So sweet.
Yeah. We did a courthouse wedding before she was born.
So okay.
In February, we just went to the courthouse, got married. And then she was born in May. But yeah, it was really special having her a part of our day.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that so much.
Yep.
Well, I feel like now is probably a really great time to invite Susanna into the conversation. Yay. You're a wedding planner who has seriously, I hear you have been such a lifesaver.
Yes.
And I know, and you're even taking care of her now.
No, like, literally, she was like, doing my dress. I was like, thank goodness for Susanna.
Oh my goodness. Yes, totally. Oh my gosh. Okay. So Jaden starts planning her wedding and enlists you to help. So what was this process like for you on your end?
Well, I feel like we need to backtrack.
Okay, let's backtrack. Let's backtrack.
Because we did her baby shower. So she
The baby shower.
Married legally in February. The baby shower is April. And at the end of the baby shower, Jaden was like, I know we said we're not going to do a wedding, but let's start thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm glad she loved the baby shower so much that she wants to already talk about having a wedding.
Yeah.
So I think we were already like throwing ideas back and forth. And then she was looking for a venue and had come across this beautiful new venue. And I sent it to her and she ended up booking it. And then a few months later, I was like officially on board as their planner.
Nice.
But it's been such an easy process with Jaden and her family. They're so laid back, so kind. And they were just sending me ideas.
Yeah, literally.
And then it was just my job to bring those ideas to life. And then I was throwing ideas out there. And I'd say the easiest, best client to work with.
So sweet.
I feel like I'm part of their family.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I go to their house. They schedule lunches.
Literally. Yeah. Let's just go get lunch or coffee.
And it's the best to have clients that turn into more than clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this process was so nice, so smooth. I couldn't have asked for better people to work with, better family.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
so sweet.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about like choosing your vendors. So you said you saw this venue and booked it right away. It looked gorgeous. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? It was in Georgia, right?
Yeah. So I had thought about doing a wedding in Italy just because like it's gorgeous. The villas there are just amazing, stunning. But then I just like really thought about it and I was just like, I did not want to take my young daughter on that long flight there and back. I wanted all of our family to be able to come. So I was just like, let's look for a venue here that kind of looks like Italy. And we found it. I mean, it's like 2 hours outside of Nashville. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is exactly what I want. Perfect. It's Italy in Georgia, literally.
Right.
So
yeah. So it had that Italian villa feel to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And what was your guest count for your wedding?
150?
Yeah, we were at 150.
And I said 75. Yeah. And then it went to 150. Like,
yeah, originally, you were like, it's not going to be more than 80.
And then and we're like,
at the end of it, it was 150.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool. That's so great. And then, okay, so what was it like planning those different elements of your wedding and with the vendors too? Like, I noticed you had like a merch area at your wedding and you had like an ice sculpture. Like, what were some of those like details that you were like, okay, I think we need this at our wedding?
Go ahead.
Well, with the merch, that one was not really planned.
No, it
well
wasn't planned at all.
That one was during one of our meetings. We're like, Jaden wanted to do something fun, unique.
Yeah.
And I was like, why don't we do a football locker room themed merch?
That's so fun.
And then Jaden loved it. And then I'm like, well, crap. Now I have to figure out how to do it.
How to do it.
Yeah.
So then it was just like texting all our vendors, seeing what they can do. So it was a really fun process. But that one was one of the, I feel like the last things we added on.
Yeah, it was so last minute.
But just Jaden loved it. And I was like, I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. All the vendors came together. We were able to print everything very quickly. Mm-hmm. It did take us, I think, like a month to paint those lockers.
Oh my gosh.
That was a great Facebook marketplace. But yeah, lots of labor, lots of love.
Yeah.
But it was worth it. Like, everybody loved it.
Everyone loved it. All the merch was gone
at the end of the night. Everyone wanted to grab it. And now everyone gets a keepsake.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always working with amazing vendors.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do the job I do without the relationships I have with the vendors.
Yeah.
So it's really great when I can just text a vendor and be like, this is the idea I have. How can we make it happen?
Right.
So I think through the whole planning process, it's mostly doing that, just trusting the vendors I work with. Or there's some vendors Jaden brought on. We worked with them and they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool.
I think it's a very collaborative effort.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
And I hate making decisions, which is like a good and a bad thing Susanna, but she knows what I like. So she kind of made the decisions for me on some things.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
I think it was a lot easier for me because we already worked together on the baby shower.
Right.
So I already knew a lot of Jaden's and her mom's preferences when it came to like florals, when it came to signage. When it came to like even fonts and things like that, because I already went through that with the baby shower. So you'll see a lot of the same fonts from the baby shower to the wedding.
Oh, I love that.
So I also try to bring together some elements from the baby shower.
Yeah,
to the wedding.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. And then, I sculpture in and I even have In-N-Out on here. I was literally just talking about In-N-Out with our podcast friends who are recording for us today. Vaden Podcast Studios, shout out.
So it actually was McDonald's fries.
It was McDonald's?
Yes.
Wait, how did I think it was In-N-Out?
They look
the same. Colors. Okay.
That's a whole backstory because that's me and Jalen every night, literally every night in college.
Okay.
We would go get McDonald's fries. And I was like, perfect
late night snack. Perfect late night snack.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Love McDonald's fries.
I think with this wedding, I really, or with any wedding, I try to bring in the couple's story. So I was asking Jane, I'm like, what do you like to eat as a late night snack? What desserts do you like to eat? All these questions. So that's why we had cookies as a late night snack.
Fun,
we had McDonald's fries as a late night snack. The ice sculpture, she wanted to do fun elements. So that was a really fun element. Yeah, I think we brought on a lot of unique design decisions for this. Like we had a mini football field goal as the escort wall.
Yeah,
it had like a tournament chart on there.
I love that.
I think we actually lost a few footballs.
We did. Yeah, we definitely
lost. I think they were all in the lake.
I don't know. Yeah.
But everyone had fun.
Yeah.
I think that's what we wanted to do. Jaden really wanted everyone to have fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So also the reason I got connected with you was through Morgan from Curtsy Ballroom. Mm-hmm. She helped choreograph your first dance. So what was it like working with Morgan?
Morgan was great. I mean, so laid back, but so good. I grew up as a competitive dancer, so I knew I wanted something more than just like the awkward, like little two-step. But I was nervous about my husband getting out there learning something, but he did so good.
I was
so surprised. I was like, okay, you could actually be a dancer. He caught on so quick, but, Morgan was great. Choreographed so good to the song that we wanted and literally did everything that we wanted, but she's great.
Yeah. Their dance was so beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful, but they did practice
so much.
They even practiced the dance the day of, practiced it the day before, just wanted to make sure.
That was my husband. He was like, no, we need to practice. I was like, okay, whatever makes you feel good.
Yes. The disciplined football player came
literally,
out with the dance lessons.
Literally. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, maybe we'll see him on Dancing with the Stars next.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Like that. You'll have to hire Morgan back on soon.
Literally.
Do some training, right? Yeah. That's so great. I know. She's so great to work with. So let's talk about the style of your wedding. I feel like I saw like a lot of blushes and things like that. So maybe describe like colors and like the feel that you wanted for your wedding.
I didn't really know what color palette I wanted. I was looking at some options. Didn't really like champagne or a green or a blue. Like, I don't know. I just really stuck with like blush. I love pink.
Yeah.
But obviously I didn't want like neon pink.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we can like tone it down. I think that it would be really, really nice. So we did incorporate like some neutrals, some whites, pinks, a little bit like a light brownish.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tan. And I just wanted it to kind of feel like Italy in a way. My mom and I love florals. So very floral heavy. Yeah, I just wanted it to feel like magical, literally like a little fairy tale dream.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so cool. It looked so gorgeous. So let's talk about your dress now,
yeah.
too. Like, was it what you were on the hunt for? And
not
what was
all.
It like? Oh, not at all. What kind of dress did you originally want?
So I had saw on TikTok, of course, years ago. It was just like this girl had like a long sleeve and it was like a V-neck and it was very beaded and lacy. And so we worked with the Stylish Bride out of New York. So we actually went up to New York and met with Dee from the Stylish Bride. So great. She took us to all the little, dress boutiques around and I tried on, I don't know how many dresses.
So many.
And she really knew my style. And so she's like, I think let's save the best for last. So I found my wedding dress at the last shop on our little trip.
Perfect.
And I tried on the one that I liked originally, but I was just like, this isn't it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They were great to work with.
So great.
Jaden and Emily and their family was very generous. I went up with them for the dress
That's
fitting.
Awesome.
So that was really fun for me as a planner to see her try on the dresses. But also Dee did such an amazing job eliminating different textures, different patterns. We tried on so many, like beaded, lace, big lace, small lace, all the things, different, you know, silhouettes. And so when we got to that last store, we were able to pick the dresses that we thought she would love just based on all the appointments.
Yeah.
And she fell in love with the dress and it's just so exciting.
Oh, yeah, it is exciting
to see that.
Really.
And also, it was so sweet to see Emily, her mom, see all the dresses too.
Yeah.
And really get to experience that moment with Jaden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love that you were able to have like all your loved ones there to kind of like, you know, help guide you in your decision, which is awesome. So let's talk about some of the special moments from your day. Like when you think back on your wedding, like what are some of those memories that stick out to you?
Definitely the after party.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, tell me more about this after party.
Okay, so I told Susanna, I was like, I want it to be fun. Like, we're already married. Like, I'm not nervous. It's not like a big ceremonial thing. We made the ceremony quick, short, because I don't really like being up there in front of people. But it was so chill, so laid back. I wasn't nervous at all standing up there. But we really did focus on the after party, making it literally like a little club. I told her, I was like, I want it to be a club in there. Yeah. And that's when everything was brought out, the ice cream, the cookies, the McDonald's fries, the shot ice sculpture. What else did we have?
I think that was it
for
the after party. But the music also was such
a huge... The DJ was great.
The DJ was great. Mm-hmm. And then when you do the bouquet toss,
that was
amazing.
So fun.
When we turned off the lights, it was go time.
Literally, my dad had a great time too, okay? He had a great time.
I think everyone did.
Yeah, they really did.
Everyone had such a fun time.
Yeah.
It was just smiles. No one wanted to leave. I had to kind of push them.
She did.
At the end of the night. So
you're like, we have a time. We need to be out of here.
But yeah, everyone just had such a fun time. And you mentioned the ice cream. So they had custard for dessert.
Ooh,
instead of cake for everybody, we had these 50s style kind of like cigar boxes, but they had ice cream on it. And there's different toppings, so they could get their ice cream in a cup with a custom sticker on it and then toppings. And that was one of the ways to get everyone on the dance floor. We wanted to make sure everyone was guided to the dance floor, so all the fries, all the desserts were on the dance floor.
That's a great idea. That's so cool.
Trying to think what else. We did private vows.
Oh,
So that was another really special moment. Trying to think what else.
Yeah, that was so sweet.
I'm not a crier, but I cried. I was like, what?
Yeah. We had all the vendors leave. And, you know, I stayed on the side with tissues just in case.
Yeah.
It was just so sweet to just see them really have this moment with just the two of them. And it started raining. So it was like rain and just no one got to hear the vows. It was just for them, too.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
that's
special. That was so special.
Yeah. I love that so much. Oh my gosh. So were there, I think I saw one or two maybe, but were there any familiar faces that we might recognize who attended your wedding?
Pretty much my husband's the defensive back room. Most of his teammates came and brought their wives. Mm-hmm. So it was really great having them there. I mean, we've known them for 5 years. They're like family to us. And it really meant a lot that them and everyone else traveled.
Out to Georgia from
come
Chicago.
Celebrate us. So, yeah, football is family most of the time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I have great friends, great girlfriends that showed up and supported me.
Yeah, so. Totally. Yeah.
We had, like, two full tables, I think, of players and their partners. And mm-hmm. there's, I think, one or two that brought their kids, and that was so cute, too.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So
you really were sweet. You were inviting kids.
Yes, because my daughter was there.
Right.
So I was just like, I don't know. And then also I know how my friends are and how I am as a mom. Like, some people might not come because they don't have someone that they trust to watch their kids.
Yeah.
And also I feel like with kids, it makes it, at least during the ceremony, less, like, stressful. I mean, London, my daughter, literally was screaming, crying for my mom. So that's how the whole ceremony started. But I'm just like, I don't know. I just wanted it fun, laid back, just like we're all family, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I will say they were probably the most behaved kids.
Yeah, they
at
were
a
really
wedding.
Great.
Everyone was very well behaved. Yeah, London did start off the ceremony in a great way, screaming her head off.
Yes.
She refused to walk down the aisle.
Yep.
Oh, man.
But that also, I think, eased off the stress,
absolutely,
too.
Yeah, definitely. That's really sweet that you were able to, like, incorporate her into your day. Mm-hmm. Like, and just the way that you did it. Like, you did your civil ceremony and then had your baby. And then it was cool because she was able to be a part of your day. So.
Yes, and her flower girl dress, we had it custom made by Dolores Petunia. I think they're out of New York City, too.
Yeah,
but we used my mom's wedding dress. So pieces of my mom's wedding dress were on there. The lace, it was on the front and the back. And then her buttons were on my daughter. They're my daughter's buttons on the back of her dress.
That's beautiful.
So it was really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. I love that trend so much.
And, yes.
Like, it's not even a trend. It's just, like, a tradition, I should say, of doing that, which
now
is
now they can
awesome.
Pass on the dress.
Yes.
From generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
If London has a daughter one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have this dress.
That's really special. So, were there any moments that you felt you had to, like, improvise or go off script a little bit? And maybe this is a question for you, Susanna.
It is. Like, I knew nothing that was going on besides one thing. And she just told me that, so I wasn't confused when I was walking down the aisle, but I'll let her talk about everything.
On wedding day, I've never had this many things go wrong.
Oh, no
this
way.
This many things go wrong. Everything was solved, though.
And yeah, it was great. I didn't know.
Yeah, Jay didn't know anything until we had a debrief a couple weeks after the wedding, and I told her all the things. I was like, I don't want you to be surprised when I have some videos come out.
Literally, of what actually
of
went
what
on.
Happened.
Oh, man.
Well, one, rain.
Yeah.
It was sunny, and then I think 4 p.m. hit. And it was just pouring, and I kept looking at the radar, and it said it was going to get heavier and heavier. And ceremony was at 5 p.m., and so I was like, okay, we just have to go.
Yeah.
We have to go. So the way we walked, everyone walked down the aisle had to change because they had to walk with an umbrella and then toss it as soon as the tent started.
Okay.
So that was a little bit different.
So you did have a tent.
We did have a tent,
like,
thankfully.
Up at the altar.
A clear tent.
Portion. Yeah.
We weren't going to at first.
Yeah, we weren't going to, but then we were
we need to, just in case. I mean, it would have been up if it didn't rain, but I would have been nervous about that. So I was just like, you know what? Let's just do it.
And Jaden didn't want to walk down the aisle with an umbrella.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, just from that point of view, let's get the tent. And we did get tents also for cocktail hour. So that was a last minute shift that had to be done. And we had to have all sorts of raining backup items just in case. And we ended up using everything.
Wow.
Which I'm glad we did. We got, like, floor mats, towels, umbrellas, clear tarps, and vendors ended up using all of our things.
Wow.
Which, you know, that's the reason why we got it.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing was the officiant. And at around noon, he texted, he's not coming.
What?
Yes, on wedding day.
Not
at noon.
At noon on the day?
Yeah.
And we had a prior relationship with him, too.
Oh,
so
no.
It was very unexpected.
Yeah, he was supposed to be there Friday. And on Friday, he said he was having car trouble.
Okay.
But there shouldn't have been any reason why he wasn't coming on Saturday. So it was a big shock. So that was the one thing I did have to tell Jaden and Jalen before ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's not going to be the person, you know.
Oh, man. So you had to, like, hop in and, like, find another officiant?
Thankfully, he did send someone.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
But he was supposed to be there, I think, 3 p.m. He wasn't. So I talked to the bartender, George, who is amazing. And they've met him before,
he's
too.
He's great. No, he's great.
Such a fun energy.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, technically, they're legally married.
Right.
We don't need to have an officiant, like official officiant. Mm-hmm. So I already had the ceremony text. And I was like, hey, can you jump in if no one shows up? And so we already were practicing of what he was going to say. So we did have to play around with that. Thankfully, the officiant that was sent, he was amazing.
He did great.
Oh, God.
I did have to, like, pull him aside before ceremony. And I was like, make sure to move out of the way for photos.
Yes.
That was one
always
thing for Jaden.
He did.
He did make a big deal about
it. It was funny.
In a funny way, which was great. Everyone's laughing. And then Jaden also wanted to take a selfie as soon as she walked down the aisle to, like, break the ice. Mm-hmm. And he thankfully was open to that idea.
Oh, nice.
So that was one thing that was quite stressful. We also had Draping show up 15 hours late.
15 hours?
15 hours late on Friday.
What?
So it changed our timeline fully.
Oh, my gosh.
We were supposed to already be done with Draping on Friday, table set up on Friday, but we couldn't do the table set up until Draping was
up. Yeah.
Otherwise, they could knock down glasses and tableware. And
there's a process. You have to do certain things first before you do the rest of the things.
So our timeline had to completely be shifted. But thankfully, my team, we worked probably double the amount of hours we were planning to, but they all jumped in. They all came early, stayed very late. So Jaden wouldn't know anything.
Wow.
I was like, I'm not
literally
going to
had
tell
no idea.
Her.
Wow.
But ended up being perfect. Mm-hmm. Everything ended up working out.
Yep. Yeah. Way to go. Working overtime, bringing in your team, being like, hey, it's going to be a late one, but we just got to get this done. And that everybody was just on board with it.
Yeah.
Because, that's literally a 15-hour delay of time that you don't have until this wedding is going to start.
And I will say the vendors were amazing. Like,
yeah.
My content creator jumped in and was putting nameplate cards.
Oh, that's great.
George came in early and he was helping with nameplate cards.
Yeah.
And so, all the vendors came together with the rain. We were helping each other out. It was a great collaborative effort.
Yeah, that's so good. Oh my gosh. But yes, a lot to improvise and... I mean, thank God that you hired Susanna.
Yeah, I know, literally. Like, I mean, I was not stressed, like, at all through the whole process. I feel like a bunch of people always say they're stressed and they don't enjoy it, but I got to enjoy it. She made everything so easy and, like I said, made the decisions for me when I needed it to be made, but literally brought my vision to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. It looks so beautiful just from the photos
thank
I saw.
You.
Oh, my gosh. So I love asking this question to all of our couples and, you know, brides, vendors who come on the show. What advice would you give somebody who's planning their wedding now?
One, hire a planner.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know it's not in everyone's budget, but if you don't have the budget for a full planner, at least get a like 3-month coordinator. For me, yes, it was stressful, but that was my job. Like, I knew if things come up, I'm there to make sure Jaden doesn't get stressed. And even with the whole officiant thing, I was like, I made sure to get her, give her a drink first.
So yeah, like, you're like, you're going to need like this.
I had bad news. I was like, oh, no. But it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
just having someone there is so important because the whole point is to enjoy your day. When you're a bride, right. is to enjoy your day. And work with a planner that has vendors that they trust that can jump in. So when there's a 15-hour delay,
right,
everything's still set on time when you have amazing vendors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Any thoughts from you, Jaden?
I feel like it's basic, but and everyone says it, but really just live in the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one day of your life that you're never going to get back, and it's a really special day. So just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Be in the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that. So do you guys have any final thoughts as far as the wedding goes? Like,
can we do it again?
No, literally. I'm like, what like, other event can we put on?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was great. People are still asking me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been talking about it. The magician was also a hit.
Oh, yes. Tell me about the magician.
Oh, that was so, Jaden's idea.
Yeah, I was just like, I did not want people to be bored because I've been to weddings and I'm just like bored. Like during, I'm just like, I did not want that. The magician, I Google searched magician, Chattanooga, Tennessee, did some research, booked him. I mean, he was amazing. I think that's what the number one thing everyone was talking about.
That's so cool.
He's great.
Oh, and Jaden had the idea of character artists. So we had a character artist
as
well. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the magician was great.
He was amazing. I even have a video of Jaden. He's just like, or Jalen going like.
Yeah, literally. Everyone was shocked.
He took his watch off at one point.
Without him knowing.
He didn't feel it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
He was so good.
That's really cool. Oh my gosh. So as we close out, like, let's wrap a little bit. Like, what's next for you? Like, football season's coming up and mom life.
Yeah. So, gosh, I feel like it's literally football season and after football season. That's kind of how I view my life.
Yes.
Really just going to enjoy these next few 2 months till football season starts back. Hopefully have a great and healthy season. It's a really big thing to have a healthy season.
Yes.
Never take that for granted. And yeah, maybe have another kid sometime in the future.
Yeah.
Then
the baby shower planning will happen.
Yeah, and then it'll be again.
Together again.
Perfect.
And yeah.
start growing. I have a spray tan business. So really start doing that as my daughter gets older. And
She already does it for her mom. And
yes.
They always look beautiful.
Yes.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, just going to keep trucking along.
Yeah. So good. And what about for you, Susanna? What's new with your business?
Back to work.
Yeah.
but the wedding was featured in People Magazine and Loverly, and it'll also be in Southern Brides this month.
Awesome.
So that was really exciting. But yeah. I love what I do. We do events and weddings, and we also now do Christmas decorating. So,
cool.
Just doing that, and I think that's all I pretty much do in my
life. Yeah.
I don't know how much other time you have outside of planning events. They're an undertaking, and I have mad respect for planners I always say that, like, okay, you're a DJ, you can, I mean, there's obviously meetings you need to have beforehand, but you can show up, set your stuff up, play your set list, and go. Planners, you're in everything. You're the one making sure the DJ is there. You're the one making sure all the vendors are there. You need to know what's happening when at all times. And so I have so much respect for planners. And yes, totally preach that, like, you need a planner for your wedding. And, like, I think there is this stigma that, like, if you hire a planner, like, oh, there's so much money. Like, why would you do that? Like, that's what some people might say. But it's like, honestly, they can save you money.
Yeah.
Like, when you tell them what your budget is, they're going to make sure you stick to that budget. And oh, yeah. they have great vendor relationships, like yeah. you were saying, where you can be like, hey, I can, yeah, you want these florals, I can get them at this price for you yeah. because I have yeah. this relationship.
Even like, with Jaden's wedding, I think we saved her over $20,000.
Wow.
Just based off the relationships we had.
That's incredible.
Which, you know, that's our job, sticking mm-hmm. to the budget, making sure there is a budget, creating that, tracking everything. And all the vendors were so amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show today and just sharing all about your gorgeous wedding. We will definitely mix in some photos into yeah. this video and put them on our blog and just so other people can see it. And thank you guys
thank
again.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
There you have it. Another episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode.
Okay, brides, can we all agree that finding bridesmaid dresses that everyone likes is basically a miracle? That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Desi. They have hundreds of gorgeous styles and colors so your bridesmaids can mix and match while still looking cohesive and elevated. Plus, they offer inclusive sizing and styles people will actually wear again after the wedding. If you're building your bridal party look, definitely check out Desi and take one thing off of your wedding planning stress list. Head to desi.com, D-E-S-S-Y.com, to browse their newest collections and see why they've been a trusted name in weddings for generations. Your bridesmaids will thank you later.